Listen. Do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
5 hours shipping and handling. It really helps the network improve and you really get a great product to showcase what you truly believe in. Nothing counts more than blood. Only from Resolution Radio at ResolutionRDO.com. Send check, money order, or well-concealed cash to Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066. That's Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066. You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. I have titled today's broadcast, Tick Tock, spelled properly, as in the sound of a clock ticking. I'm well aware that TikTok, the name of the social media firm founded in China, is spelled differently. In fact, it's a little interesting what they left out when they respelled the phrase. Two C's, which could stand for Communist China or for Chinese conquest or for carbon copy, as in a copy of everything about their users being CC'd to China, or maybe for something else, or maybe for nothing at all. But what TikTok has done is really quite impressive. You would have thought, prior to the company's launch in late 2017, that what Americans needed least was yet another social media platform. I mean, how many different ways? Email, telephone, Zoom, text messages, Usenet, Instagram, Facebook, X, Gab, the whole lot. Do we really need to communicate with each other? Surely, the market had already been saturated, and saturated by real professionals, largely Jews and others conditioned by capitalism to act like Jews, to extract the last possible tenth of a cent from all the data they gather about you, while you like and follow and chat with your friends and goggle at celebrities and influencers fine-tuned to your personality and lifestyle to keep you staring at the screen for as many hours of your life that they can possibly steal. But in comes TikTok with an even lower and provably more accurate opinion of the American and other white cattle than the Jews. And they build a colossus of more than a billion individual downloads of their TikTok app within the first 14 months of the company's existence. More than Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram during the same period. And they've done nothing but rise like a rocket since then. Among young people, they are now the primary social medium. How did they do it? Primarily by recognizing that many, many of our people these days are dumbed down almost to the point of negritude, have the attention span of a hyperactive chimp, and thanks to Jews, are addicted to Congoid style dancing and music, and demand these as a near constant backdrop to everything they do. Know what I'm saying? Of course, there are exceptions to these generalizations on the platform, but this is how they won their position. TikTok's founders, looking at how much the existing social media giants depended on text and reading, and seeing a fast-growing portion of the population to whom reading and writing are difficult and irksome, decided to concentrate on videos. And unlike YouTube, they emphasized very short videos, in no cases longer than 10 minutes, and very often only a few seconds long, thus making their content more attractive to the cultureless worker bee people we've been breeding in recent generations who have very little time for anything but being more productive for Shlomo, and to dumbed-down folks who become bored if they have to think about any one thing for more than a quarter of a minute. And thus, they are a huge success, bringing untold billions in revenue to their Chinese parent company, ByteDance. Although the Jewish-owned and Jewish-dominated social media giants still stand, TikTok has shamed them and in some ways has beaten them at their own game. And TikTok, like all centralized social media networks, has influence over society. And TikTok is controlled by Chinese, not by Jews, and thus has broken the Jewish media monopoly. And for this sin, they are about to be punished. The Chinese power structure has similar interests to the Jewish power structure that misrules us here in the West, but they are far from identical. Both power structures are profoundly anti-white. Both seek to control what people see and hear. Both seek to limit speech. Each pushes its own fake historical narrative. Both seek to enforce a stifling intellectual orthodoxy that is anathema to free-thinking European-descended peoples. Both are deeply race-conscious, yet they characterize the self-determination of any of their captive peoples as extremism, separatism, or racism. But the Chinese power structure regards Jewish power as a competitor for the hegemony and power they seek for the Chinese elite, and thus as an enemy, no matter how much they cooperate at times when it is in their mutual interest to do so. I've read stories that TikTok has allowed some criticism of Jews and the Jewish agenda on their platform, too. If true, that's yet another reason for the recent moves against the company. This is what the proposed TikTok ban, just passed with the support of both parties in the U.S. Congress, is all about. Congress isn't proposing that the social media company known as TikTok should cease to exist. Not at all. It can continue to exist forever as far as they're concerned. But it has to change ownership. That's what Congress is saying. It can't be owned by Chinese. If the bill passes the Senate, the U.S. government will demand that TikTok be sold to Americans, they claim. But what to Americans actually means is to Jews, or else the company will have to shut down, and its investors and creators will receive nothing. It's all about maintaining the Jewish media monopoly. TikTok has put a big crack in that monopoly, and that's intolerable to Jews. So they ordered the congressman they own to hop to it, and that's exactly what they did, and in double time, too. The U.S. Congress hasn't been able to close the U.S. border for the last 50 years, even though that's clearly what nearly all Americans have wanted for that entire half century, because closing the border is exactly what Jews don't want. But taking down TikTok right away is what Jews do want, so that gets done, with both political parties in loud agreement, in just a few weeks. Of course, Congress can't just come out and say that we need to stop Chinese aliens from owning a big media company, since that might make some people start wondering why Jewish aliens own 10 times as many such companies in our country, and have done so for 100 years and more. So, they have to have another excuse for the ban. That excuse is their pretended concern that TikTok might send all the data that they've collected about Americans back to the Chinese parent company. And Congress is so concerned about Americans' privacy, you know. This is a transparent lie. First of all, if you think that all of TikTok's user data hasn't already instantaneously made its way to China, your naivete approaches the supernatural. This is a total non-issue. They have your name. They have your credit card info. They know where you live. They track everything you say. They know what other sites you visit and what you say there. They know where you go. They know who you know. They know your family members. They know what you like and don't like. And they might even know your darkest secrets. Both the Jews and the Chinese have some hellacious databases, my friend. Secondly, the whole basis of social media as it exists today is violation of your privacy, tricking you into giving up thousands of details about yourself and your family just so you can talk to friends, as long as you always say nice things about Jews and multiracialism, and be entertained on some online platform. Have you ever wondered just why it is that these billionaires created a playground for you to watch videos of cute kittens and Joe Biden falling down without charging you a single penny? Even though the infrastructure to do so costs hundreds of millions of dollars. Others have said it before, and I'll say it again. When the product seems to be free, watch out. The product isn't really the product. It's just the lure. You are the product. And the data on you in these hellacious databases is quite valuable. Not only do these platforms use it against you, to show you advertising carefully tailored to your susceptibilities and thus to get your money or your vote or your support for their social agendas. But they also sell your data to data brokers who then vend it to the highest bidder. If all China wanted was this data, they could just buy it from the Jews on the open market. So don't be fooled by your congressman's pretended concern that China may get data on Americans. What a joke. TikTok initially banned material promoting homosexuality, transsexuality, and other sex perversion on the platform, just like its sister platform in China did. The Chinese elite, for all their sins, are Chinese, and not just aliens in China. And they don't want their own people corrupted with such nation-destroying sickness. The howling from the Jewish press over such terrible fascism resulted in TikTok apologizing and then doing a 180-degree flip and not only allowing, in the West only, such perverse proselytizing, but actually banning any criticism of the queer trans agenda. TikTok repeatedly reshuffled its executive team, too. I wouldn't be surprised if they added a number of Jews. That wasn't enough to save TikTok, though. According to Wikipedia, quote, in March 2023, the Jewish Chronicle reported that TikTok still hosted videos that promoted the neo-Nazi propaganda film Europa, The Last Battle, despite having been alerted to the issue 4 months prior. TikTok said it removed and would continue to remove the content and associated accounts, and has blocked the search term as well, close quote. Well, that was still not enough. Wikipedia continues, quote, in response to security concerns of the United States government, TikTok has been working to silo privileged user data within the United States under oversight from the U.S. government or a third party such as Oracle. Named Project Texas, the initiative focuses on unauthorized access, state influence, and software security. A new subsidiary, TikTok U.S. Data Security Incorporated, USDS, was created to manage user data, software code, back-end systems, and content moderation. It would report to the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, CFIUS, not ByteDance or TikTok, even for hiring practices. Oracle would review and spot check the data flows through USDS. It would also digitally sign software code, approve updates, and oversee content moderation and recommendation. Physical locations would be established so that Oracle and the U.S. government could conduct their own reviews, close quote. Nice way to get your competitors' data for free, that. And even that unprecedented control of a private firm wasn't enough, since any process that doesn't end with Jewish ownership and/or total control is unacceptable to the real powers that be in the West. Oracle, another private company which probably made hundreds of millions by being the monopoly provider of all this oversight over TikTok, is a thoroughly Jewish outfit whose founder and head, Larry Ellison, born of a Jewish mother and a white father, is listed by Wikipedia in the categories American Ashkenazi Jews, 20th century American Jews, American people of Russian Jewish descent, and two other Jewish categories, despite renouncing the Jewish religion and having a, strangely unnamed by Wikipedia, European American father. Jewishness certainly is a strange kind of ancestry and quote-unquote religion. And so now, we have the latest move to grab TikTok for the Jews, give its Chinese owners the final knife in the back, even after all their cooperation and bowing and scraping and even submitting their company to direct Jewish oversight, and cement, once again, the Jewish media monopoly in the United Slaves of America. But let's think again for a moment about that name, TikTok, and the title of this program, the fairly well-known expression, TikTok. Since digital communication is by its very nature very, very hard to corral and censor, and since new TikToks will arise again and again from non-Jewish power centers, and since the National Alliance itself is building its own media, and since decentralized, uncensorable media like Noster and Primal.net are arising from the unstoppable Bitcoin blockchain, perhaps Jews should heed the meaning of that old expression, tick. Talk. Meaning not only time is passing, but also your time is running out. Tick tock indeed.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
Recap from March 4th to 8th, 2024. Today's story. A black man is arrested for the knife murder of a 73-year-old grandmother, Bel Air, Maryland. A 73-year-old white grandmother was stabbed to death last Thursday after trying to intervene in an argument between her granddaughter and her black boyfriend. According to court documents, 24-year-old Angelo Terrell Spencer, who is black, was identified as the ex-boyfriend of Mary Catherine Bland's 17-year-old granddaughter. The documents alleged Spencer had purchased a glass cutter and a knife, using them to break inside Bland's residence prior to ringing the front doorbell. Court records indicate the 6'5", 300-pound Spencer then had an exchange with Bland, who answered the door before pushing his way inside the house. I think it was an interaction where it was, "You need to get out," that kind of thing, and he reacted in a very psychotic and disgusting way, Bel Air Police Chief Charles Moore told WMAR. Yes, and used a knife to stab and kill her. Likely, dozens of stab wounds. After stabbing the elderly Bland approximately 25 times, police alleged Spencer then sexually assaulted the teenage girl upstairs before leaving the premises.
Today's story. Antifa fears right-wing Hungarian prisons following an infamous string of hammer attacks in Budapest, Hamburg, Germany. The parents of a fugitive member of a European Antifa cell, who now faces over 20 years in prison for her alleged role in a savage hammer attack in Budapest, now say their daughter will turn herself in after 13 months on the run. But only, they stipulate, if she faces trial in Germany, not Hungary, fearing punishment from a so-called right-wing populist government led by Viktor Orban. In February of 2023, the city of Budapest was rocked after a string of violent attacks were carried out by an international ring of anti-white extremists, commonly referred to as Antifa. Using hammers and other blunt force objects, police say members of the infamous Lena Engel Hammer Gang would ambush pro-white activists in the street, causing several life-threatening injuries to up to 9 victims. So far, 3 suspects have been indicted for the crimes, which Hungarian prosecutors assert were motivated by extremist ideologies.
Today's story. Drunk and high migrants suspected of a high-speed crash that killed a white father of one. Marysville, Washington. A white husband and father of one was tragically killed on Saturday when a drunk driver in a speeding SUV slammed into his car. For the crime, police arrested an illegal immigrant from Mexico who they say was smoking weed and drinking beers for hours before the crash. According to reports, 27-year-old Christopher Gadd, a rookie Washington State trooper working Interstate 5, was struck dead when a drunk driver slammed into the rear of his patrol car. The Snohomish County Sheriff's Office asserts that 33-year-old Raul Benitez Santana, a Mexican migrant with a lengthy criminal history, was responsible for his death. Alarmingly, a probable cause statement obtained by local news alleged that Santana had admitted to drinking beers and smoking weed hours before the deadly crash unfolded. A spokesman from the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, ICE, later confirmed that Santana is a citizen of Mexico and had illegally entered the United States at an unknown date. For more news like this, visit justicereport.news and subscribe to our Telegram, Substack, and Odyssey to keep up to date on all the latest headlines from around the world. Become a paid supporter and gain access to our full archive of audio articles. And enjoy the Justice Report on the go.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
Thanks for listening to Project Schoolyard Volume 2. For more information about the project, as well as lyric to the songs on this CD, please visit www.tightrope.cc. You can also find jokes, news articles, a photo gallery, free CD downloads, and a secure online shopping cart. We carry a full line of flags, t-shirts, CDs, books, stickers, and other products of interest to racially conscious white people. Please visit www.tightrope.cc.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
At Antelope Hill is proud to announce the release of a new translation, Leon Degrelle in Exile by Jose Luis Jerez Raisco. Readers of The Burning Souls will already be familiar with Degrelle's life before and during the Second World War, his service on the Eastern Front, and his involuntary post-war exile in Franco's Spain. This new work tells the story of his life in exile in detail, replete with first-hand accounts from Spanish nationalists and friends of Degrelle. During his time in Spain, Degrelle did not wallow in sadness. Despite the atrocities inflicted upon him and his family by the victorious Allied powers, he stayed remarkably active in European nationalist politics and left a lasting impression on both his personal friends and those from around the European world who took inspiration from his tenacious idealism. Degrelle's enduring legacy in Spain is well deserved. Such a legacy also deserves to be spread to both sides of the Atlantic and beyond. Antelope Hill is proud to be the first to bring this unparalleled biography to the English reader. Get Leon Degrelle in Exile today at antelopehillpublishing.com.